No, not turn back on.
I suppose I just restarted it.
Uh-oh.
What?
I just sent my order.
No, I meant my phone.
Oh. 29 minutes, it says. See if it's right. 29
yeah, right.
Minutes till pizzas.
Yeah, 29 pizza minutes. Last time they said that, and it was an hour and a half late. No, 29 minutes late to deliver it.
Oh, that's right. And then they... Like, no, that's how long it takes to make, and then they have to deliver it.
Yeah. Anyways, hey, welcome to the We Deliver podcast. First time we've done this in a while. So, or at least recorded a while. Welcome to Happy St. Patrick's Day when recording it.
Yeah, I'm wearing green.
I'm not, because I don't give a shit. I'm not Irish.
Yeah, pinch me, bitches.
Whoa, I got...
No, they're supposed to pinch you if you're not wearing green. That on St. Patrick's Day, if you're not wearing green, someone can pinch you.
I told that to someone.
It's the rule.
I know, I told that to someone today, and they're like, what? Really? I'm like, yeah, go pinch her. Go pinch her butt.
Yeah.
And then she's like, ah.
Pinch your nip.
So anyways, the We Deliver podcast is a podcast. We order some food and then we discuss stuff while we wait for the food to show up. Just like if you order food, you can listen to this and then hopefully they line up. But I am with my brother today, Jason.
My name's Jason and I'm on a podcast.
I'm a podcast. So, well, we get this episode going. We got Shamrock Shakes next to us.
Because it's St. Patrick's Day. It's the only thing I'm going to do that's Irish-ish.
But if you listen to the last episode of the We Deliver podcast with Brian, Jason, and myself.
Oh, God, that was the last one?
Yeah, I know. We had the random episode. So I liked that idea. So what I did was I'm going to change it up from here on out. This is more of the, this is going to be like a test run.
Questions.
A box of questions, yes. I have a cigar box full of questions. This will be the test run. And of course, I'm going to release it because this is already entertaining me. this is...
Would you rather
smoke a marijuana or eat a cigarette? Oh.
Would you rather sit on a dick or eat a cake or eat a dick and sit on a cake?
What the fuck?
Someone said that on Xbox Live last night.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to do either.
Somehow, it's coming through the edge.
Oh,
so
that's the first question.
I guess the first question is...
It's not even through the seal. It's through the...
I know. It's through the there's crease. A crack. There's a crack in here.
It's not even where the door opens.
All right. First question. Favorite comedian?
Oh. I know this question.
I know, because I told it.
Who is my favorite comedian? I liked Mitch Hedberg a lot. I haven't listened to any of his stuff in a long time. I like Sarah Silverman a lot.
Yeah.
So I might have to say Sarah Silverman. Because I watch and see everything she does.
I might compartmentalize this.
I also like Thomas Lennon.
Yeah, I would have to say for stand-up comedians... It'd be stand-up comedians, Mitch Hedberg. But who knows, if he didn't drug overdose, he might have gone into more things like acting and stuff.
John Mulaney is pretty funny stand-up. The show itself is okay.
Is it still on?
I think it got canceled.
Yeah.
Or it's on hiatus. Because Last Man on Earth is in the spot now.
What the hell's that?
Last Man on Earth?
Oh,
Will Forte? Yeah, Will Forte shows on in its spot. So I'm assuming... It's either canceled or on hiatus, because they were just putting it wherever they wanted on Sunday nights. They kept switching time slots.
Yeah.
Which is never good. And they got reruns of Simpsons on, too, so it might have got canceled if there's two episodes of Simpsons on Sunday now.
Probably. Stand it.
But, yeah, Will Forte is really funny.
Well,
comedy actors or stand-up?
I don't know, just his favorite comedian. I don't know.
You wrote the questions. If you don't understand the questions, you wrote it. You can change the rules.
It could be a whole... Like I said, you could specify. Like I said, Mitch Hedberg is my favorite stand-up comedian. But I don't... Like, comedic actor, maybe, would be somebody else that's funny, I guess.
Yeah, because I can see... Like, whenever he's an actor on something, it's just his character. Like, it's just him. Like, oh, it's Mitch Hedberg. He's the stoner guy.
Yeah. Because
he was on... I think he was on That 70s Show.
But I will watch... I don't know. I will watch a lot of things with... I don't even know who... Oh, Simon Pegg. I'll watch almost anything with Simon Pegg. He's a very good comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
But comedic director could be Edgar Wright, because he's fucking hilarious. His shit is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're listening to this podcast, then you probably already have listened to or watched all of Edgar Wright's movies and shows.
At least one of them.
Yeah, at least one of them.
And if you don't know what it is, Shaun of the Dead is probably the most popular one.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead. World's End.
World's End, most fuzz. Recent. Scott Pilgrim Ruins the World.
Scott Pilgrim Ruins the World with his girlfriends.
Scott versus the World.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, yes. And then he was supposed to do Ant-Man, which he got fucking let go from that. And it comes out...
And now it's going to not... doesn't look that good.
Well, the trailer only had fucking Paul Rudd mentioned. Paul Rudd's funny, too.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is funny.
Yeah. But he only had, like, Paul Rudd say one
Paul
line.
Rudd and Paul Rudd and Wright in the same movie would be amazing.
Yeah, that would have been great. Oh, God. Because actually, I started watching Anchorman 2... And
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, I like Paul Rudd.
I know. Q.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are like, oh, he does everything because he does comedy like a romantic comedy.
Oh my God,
movies
what about American Summer?
Yes.
This is the prequel TV show for Netflix. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
Paul Rudd.
I like how
almost everybody's back. John Benjamin's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like how What About American Summer was a movie that was made in like 2001, I think.
Yeah, early
and
2000.
It pretty much is a bunch of 30-year-olds pretending to be teenagers.
They're 20, probably late 20s. They're probably like 27.
No.
No?
They're, oh God.
They're like in their 30s and 40s now.
Really? They're in their 40s now. They've got to be.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is 40. That movie is
yeah.
Paul Rudd. But, yeah, well anyway...
But
late 20s, early 30s,
yeah.
They're pretending to be teenagers.
But now there's a prequel they're making for Netflix, so they're going to be like 40s pretending to be even younger than teenagers.
No, I think it's still, because it's the first day of camp. So this is the movie was the last day of camp. So this is the first day of camp.
Oh, that's how you think they're doing it?
No, it said first day of camp.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was like, because all of them, all the kids, like all the... instructors and stuff, they used to go to camp there. I thought it was like them.
Oh.
I thought it was them going to camp for the first time.
I thought it was their first day at camp.
Oh, shit. We'll have to Google that because I thought it was them being campers for the first time.
Maybe it might be.
Because they know each other.
But either way, the movie's a prequel and it's all the same actors and it's like 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say.
Over 10 years.
Because they have some of the same kids as like the campers.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, they're 10 years older. They're adults now. But
yeah, Paul Rudd, he's funny. I'm missing so many.
Yeah. I would say Bob Odenkirk and David Cross.
Yeah.
They're two very comedic, funny guys. If you ever never watched Mr. Show with Bob and David, they wrote a lot of that stuff too. So they're fucking... That's one of my favorite skit shows. Not skit shows. Is it skit show? Sketch show?
Sketch show, yeah.
Why did I say skit show?
I don't know. It's sketches and skits.
There's almost the same thing, right? Would people in Hollywood be upset if they said, oh, that's not a sketch show or a skit show?
Skit show, I don't think is a real word. Skits are part of sketch shows.
I think it's... But yeah, but it's a skit show. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, other than that, like, I can't I'm trying to think of any, like, DVDs I still buy because of certain people.
Yeah, because I think the last comedy thing I got was Sarah Silverman's newest one.
Oh, like actual, like, stand-up sets?
Like, because she just came out with that new movie.
Yeah.
It's not a movie. It was a stand-up special.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called now.
Jesus' Magic.
That's the last one. The new one.
Is that the one that she has in, like, the room with, like, 20 people?
Yeah. The new one.
Or the purple... Isn't it the purple room or something? Or purple... curtains.
I just remember the room only had like 20 people on it.
No, I'm thinking of the Zach Galifianakis one, that the purple onion.
That's his. Yeah, Zach Galifianakis is also a really funny stand-up.
Yeah. He's fun. Funny.
I gotta shut my GPS back off.
Any other comedians want to talk about?
Yeah, I was just gonna look up what that Sarah Silverman.
So basically
she was in A Million Ways to Die, I forgot.
She was in A Million Ways to Die?
In the West.
Oh, 10 million. Okay, yeah. The special Jason's talking about is she wanted to have a small little close stand-up set. So she was in this small room in this
this theater. Which for stand-up, I'm sure, is great, but for a recorded special...
Yeah. She did a small, like, intimate... Where it's like, hey, there's only 40 people allowed in this room, and then there's camera people and equipment taking all this other space. So she only had a small handful of people watching her special, which would be kind of cool if you're there, because then you would most likely get talked to, you know? What was she on Saturday Night Live for recently? What was she promoting?
Probably that stand-up special.
You think so?
Well, let's see. Well, she's actually the voice of Vanellope on Disney Infinity.
Yeah, the game, yeah.
That's funny.
A lot of the people... That's right, it's weird. Sarah Silverman's, like, become... I don't know, it's still bizarre as hell when you see a lot of comedians that you know that... Or a lot of people that you know from years past, and then you see them doing things like kid style. Like, Sarah Silverman says horrible things all the time, and then she's Vanellope in a kid's movie by Pixar. And then just like Rob Schraub is directing Lego Movie,
mm-hmm.
One of the first things he did that Sarah Silverman saw was he fucked a grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was pretending his dick was Jaws, eating...
Yeah, he painted his dick gray and put a fin on it.
He put an eyeball on it, too. A little piece of paper eyeball. And he fucked
a grapefruit.
You want to know what we're talking about? Just search The Revenge of Jaws 4, I think.
Yeah.
The Revenge of Jaws 4. It's not suitable for work, so don't. Obviously, he fucks he eats Jaws of cereal. Did you find the name of that yet?
No, apparently it's not. Apparently, her stand-up is not on IMDb.
That makes sense. All right.
But yeah, you can continue.
Next question. Look at all these goddamn questions. I fucking wrote over 100 of them.
The Sarah Silverman program was really funny.
Over 100 of them. All right, this one fell out. What pet peeves do you like that others hate?
I like that others hate?
I don't know, I guess. What pet peeves do you like that others hate? So, for instance, some people don't like when people click their pens. Like, mm-hmm. That's... For example, I don't mind when people click pens. And it's like click, 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 click. Like, just the... Yeah. They're sitting there like click, 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 click. I don't mind it. I actually like that noise, and I like to feel the click more than the actual noise, but it's still fun. I don't mind that, but I know people just get pissed off when they do that.
I don't know. I can't think of any pet peeves that people like.
Hey.
Or that I like.
You think this is going to piss you off when they listen to this?
That's probably not annoying either.
I don't know. Pet peeves. Although, there is one thing I did learn recently, because last year we went down to Kansas City with a bunch of people from Comedy City, and we played with Kansas City's Comedy City improv down there, but one of the girls... In the troupe, she works as a tour guide at a coffee factory.
I was going to say, yeah, I have a coffee shop. Over here is the register, and there's the door.
I was going to say, because they do, like, air-roasted coffee, so you could actually take tours through the plant, and you had to wear hairnets and all that stuff. But then we had a coffee tasting demonstration, and she was showing that you slurp, like, she would take spoonfuls of it and then slurp it up, because when you do that, like, when you...
You get air.
Yeah, and it like oxidizes the food. And then they even had that in Brooklyn 99. I'm like, it's true! Because then you like taste it more. So like...
Well, that's why like cold water tastes better, because there's more bubbles.
Mm-hmm. But that makes me kind of want to just start chewing
with my... with your mouth open?
And just slurp everything. Which sucks, because it's... And I know the reason why people do that, maybe, without realizing it.
Or they can't breathe through their nose.
Maybe. Or they're just too... They don't give a shit. They're like, I'm gonna fucking eat my pizza. I'm hard, you guys. Although, one thing that fucking pisses me off. Someone at work always... Oh, God, I don't want to get too specific. I mean, I doubt it'll ever get back to her, but... We...
Gong, 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 gong. Crunch and munch.
No, I was gonna say... talking with your mouth full. Whenever I eat, I try to... I try to, like, like, oh, someone asks you a question, I'm like, hold on, wait. Or I make sure I don't have much food in my mouth, so I can, like, push it to the side and, like, yeah, that's where it's over there. Not going, yeah, we gotta, just gotta make sure that happens. Bad example, because it's liquid, not.
Yeah. But. And the crumbs go fly out and stick on you, and.
Not that far, but. Oh. But we have our Monday morning meetings, and then we go over the schedule of the work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You have bagels and donuts.
Yeah. But she'll just interrupt everything right after she takes a bite out of everything, and you're just like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And I keep asking her, like, I didn't understand that. And she hasn't caught on yet. I'm like, she's like, oh yeah, I take care of that. I don't know what you said. I said, take care of that. I'm like, oh, okay. And she just doesn't catch on.
You had to interrupt with your mouth full, which we didn't hear.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I understand her, but I just do that just so she, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know, because every pet peeve that I can think of, I don't like.
Yeah.
I hate it when people don't use their turn signals.
Yeah, that sucks. People should die for that. There should be a lot more accidents than I see.
Yeah.
Not saying there should be more, but I don't understand how there aren't as many accidents.
Right. Because there's a car in front of me that just all of a sudden just slams on their brakes and then turned. I'm like on a dime. I'm like, you could have used your turn signal. Because if my brakes didn't work as well as yours,
yeah,
I would have hit you. Well, it would have been my fault.
Yeah, even our driveway, it's on a busy street.
Well, there's always accidents on that corner.
Yeah, but when I'm coming home from work, like maybe two houses down, I'm like, all right, turn my blinker on, and I start slowing down, and cars are like, fuck it, I'm not gonna slow down, and I just quick pull in my driveway so I don't get hit by them.
Well, they quick swerve lanes and almost hit the car that's in the other lane.
Yeah, people are fucking stupid. People are dumb.
This is getting me mad. Just go to the next question.
Pet peeves are gone.
I hate pet peeves.
Favorite retro things.
Favorite.
What are some of your things? Favorite retro things? Like, I don't know.
Games.
It could either be.
I like Monopoly. That's retro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Millbourne.
So, like, more retro, are you, thinking more board games?
Or video games, too. Tetris.
Oh, yeah.
Pong.
Favorite retro things. I know when I was a kid, I liked Hypercolor t-shirts. But I know as an adult, after puberty and all that stuff, it'd be a whole lot different story. Because when you're a kid, you're just like, aha, put my hand on it, and it changes the color.
Yeah, now you're pit sweat.
Yeah, like, people make that joke as a kid, when I was a kid, and like, oh, yeah, you just, it changes under your armpits. I'm like, no, I'm not. Now, it'd be, you just, like, see fucking just colors under your armpits.
If they had ones that were just, like, the print changed color, yeah. That wouldn't be as bad, because it's not under your armpits and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are hyper colors still exist in coffee mugs and stuff.
Yeah, those piss me off, too. I mean, they piss me off in the fact that I like coffee mugs for how plain they are. They'll have, like, just a logo on them.
I'm like, that's Legos. Cool. Retro Legos.
Yeah. Stupid pieces. I like dinosaurs, but no, it's like they just have a whole dinosaur as a shape. You're like, what is the point of this?
I know. Build a freaking dinosaur.
I'm going to build a dinosaur.
Don't give me one molded shape and snap on two legs. That's not Legos.
Even
that's
as a
Duplo.
Yeah, even as a kid, it's like, oh, you have a dragon. Like, cool. Put the mouth on and the tail and the wings. But the whole body was still there. It's like, oh, here's a whole body. I'm like, oh.
And the horses, too.
Yeah, when you pretended to kill the dragons.
You cut off his arms.
You just, cut his wings off and
his legs,
top
his
of his
legs
mouth.
Move.
Yeah,
his legs. Now the horse's legs move.
They do?
Like, the back half, like, hinges. Not hinges, but, like, so it, like, moves a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, horses.
But heads. Their legs aren't separate. They're just in twos. So they can, like, do the hind leg thing.
Oh, okay. It's like a statue.
Well, yeah.
Like the guy died in war. Nice.
Yeah, you can't do the three-leg wounded in war.
Oh, the one foot up. You can if you cut it off the foot. Just short.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go straight to retro video games.
Well, I mean, you could. Retro video games. I mean, Warlords is a great game for Atari.
Yeah.
I'll just say, like, in things that, like, you consider retro. Like, I guess.
Like, this, Rubik's Cube, lava lamps. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this could be one of those things where.
Movies?
It could be things that are retro and they're coming back now.
Vinyls.
Ooh, vinyls are good. I like vinyls. I don't know. Actually, a couple months back, one of our friends was in town, and when we were here, I was showing her my record collection. I know I sound like a hipster, but who cares? And we were just listening to records and just laying on the floor listening to records, and we're talking about how just listening to records sounds a lot more like homier and like just warm. And it is cool because you're forced to listen. No, I shouldn't say forced, but you get to listen to the whole half of an album without stopping. You know, with MP3s and shit, you're like, oh, skip to the next song. It's like, oh, I like this song. All right, next. It's like you don't like have to sit through it and just listen. So it's cool you get to appreciate a whole half of an album in one sitting, because.
But I also feel like there was a lot less like filler songs back then.
This is true. Yeah.
Where, oh, we'll sell this album because there's two hits on it, and then the rest of the music on it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true because they're not going to try to sell one song. Like nowadays, it's like, oh, download.
You just buy the EP.
Yeah.
The 45.
Yes.
Because buy the 45, you just wanted the one song.
But the cool thing about that, too, is they would make an album and say, hey, this is our album. Buy it and like it. And then they'd say, oh, you like that single? Here's the single, but here's another song we weren't able to put on the album, but we really like it. Mm-hmm. And then they'd put, make a B-side. So, like, it's cool because they're not trying to make a single. They're just trying to say, buy this whole album. But I did notice when I was listening to some albums, they would either put their single as the first track on the side, or their most popular ones as the last track. Like on the greatest hits, they put it as the last track so that you'd have to listen to the whole side to get to the song. Like, I have The Best of the Animals, and Don't Let It Be Misunderstood is like the last track on one side, and the other side is House of the Rising Sun.
Well, but they do that because it's like front and back.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to a concert, the song you know most goes first and last.
Uh-huh. But at the same time, there's a lot more songs that the animals sang that I didn't even realize. I'm like, oh, shit, this is them? You know? So it's like I had to listen to the whole thing instead of saying, I'm just going to listen to these two songs. You know? So I'm really glad that vinyls are taking over now. Not taking over, but, you know. But now, like, Barnes & Noble sells vinyls. They have a little small little table. It's really weird.
I know, but like the new vinyls definitely sound different.
Yeah.
Like you can tell it's a digital pressing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the same feel.
Yeah. Plus, I have that metric one I have. It feels like the speed is just a tiny bit off.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I have it at 33.
You probably did that to fit it.
When I have 33 and a third, it seems slower. Like it seems like. And then I can't. If I jump into 45, obviously it's like too fast. But. I don't know. But retro video games, yeah. There's a lot of cool Atari games.
But then, like, I don't know, games that you remember playing as a kid, you go replay them, and you're like, this isn't as exciting.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, all excited. The Simpsons arcade game. Holy shit. We used to play all the time. And then we played it, and you're like, this is very repetitive.
Yeah. Well, it was an arcade game. It was meant to suck quarters.
Yeah.
You know? But... Actually, I really want to rehook up my Nintendo 64 because we were playing it this weekend, and fuck, I forgot how great some of those games down there are. Like Dr. Mario 64, you can play four players. That's fucking insane. And you can all choose your own levels. So like, if you're not that good, you can like, it's great.
I love Dr. Mario. I bought that game for my DS so I could play Dr. Mario whenever I wanted.
Nice.
So I'm like, that's a game I could always play. And it's, like, playing on your phone, some games, like, I hate the fake
controllers. Yeah, when they have it as the screen.
Like, so it's got, like, the direction pad. But you can slip off it so easy because you don't actually feel the buttons.
Yeah.
So that's why I bought it for...
DS.
Yes.
I have it for Game Boy Advance. I have the Puzzle League. Not Pokemon Puzzle League.
I know, but I have my DS with me all the time now. I don't have my other ones.
Yeah.
So when I'm at work and I have some downtime, I might just play a little Dr. Mario.
Yeah. I do really want to play it right now.
Touch Mario?
Yeah, stop, click, click,
click. I got Dr. Luigi for Wii U.
Yeah.
Where the L shapes. That's so weird.
Actually, I was thinking about it this weekend. It's weird how Dr. Mario became a doctor many, many years ago, like in the fucking 80s. He's like, I'm a doctor now. And Luigi's like, I want to be a doctor. Well, you gotta go
through school.
And it fucking takes him like 30 years to go. And then like, hey, we're not even going to let you heal these old viruses. We gotta give you a whole brand new. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Because it's like, they're different viruses, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, he's took him that long to get through
viruses med
school.
Evolve.
It's true.
So maybe it's the same viruses because they're the same colors.
Yeah.
They look different.
This is true.
The new strain of the yellow virus.
The fever.
The blue virus. The blue fever.
The chills. And then the...
They still have those songs. They're just different as well.
They play in reverse. Be great.
Because he's going back in time?
Yep.
I get it.
He's going... It's a prequel, actually.
Going back in turn.
Dr. Luigi is a prequel to Dr. Mario. He fucks it all up, and Mario's like, I have to step forward. It happens in that Mario is missing in Mario and Time Machine. Messes it all up. All right. What's the next question box? That one shot out.
Yep.
Question is, what retro thing should come back?
What retro thing should come back?
Yeah, like what of all the things that happened like years ago, like, oh, that was so cool. And what do you think would be cool if it came back? Because like Transformers came back, you know, and they're still
Pogo
like... Pogo balls? Oh, shit, yeah, Pogo balls. I was thinking of Skip-Its.
Skip-Its are still around.
Are they?
I don't think Pogo balls... I don't know.
Pogo balls are stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid, but it's like... I'm trying to think of all the stuff that we had when we were kids that's not here now.
Yeah.
Micro Machines. Monsters in My Pocket.
Monsters in My Pocket. Yes.
Monsters in My Pocket were pretty awesome.
Yeah. And actually, yeah. And then I didn't really care for wrestling too much, but those also the... What was
Ultimate Wrestler.
Maybe? Was it? Was that what they're called?
Ultimate something... Muscleman.
Muscleman! That's it.
The Ultimate Muscleman. That's what it's called.
Yeah. That's right. Muscleman, yeah.
Muscleman's
just because
sauce.
I think, yeah, because the Monster in My Pocket and those little, like, just the fact that you have a little, what, 2-3 inch figure, probably 2 inch,
mm-hmm.
2 inch tall, and you buy a thing, you get random whatevers, but you get a couple random ones.
Yeah, I think you got 3 in a thing.
Yeah. So, like, you got a couple of them, and like, oh, this guy's cool, and they just carry them on your pocket. Nowadays, you don't
but
have.
But now it's all apps. Kids only want to play video games.
We're getting old. God, it's all fucking kids with their apps.
Back in our day, we used to have to go... Parents would force us outside because we'd just be playing action figures inside all
yeah.
day. Now it's kids are playing video games inside. They gotta go outside
well,
for sure.
The problem with the action figures outside was...
You get dirty.
Well, you get dirty also, but the fact is, inside you have tables, and you have, like, bookshelves
yeah,
and all
you had
these...
trees, and you had rocks.
Yeah, but it's not a great... You can make a tree, and then it's like, oh, this is a bad guy's fort over here. This is their lair in this tree. But then where's the other... there's only so many trees in the yard.
Mm.
You can, like... there's so many cool things you could do inside where action figures go around. Like, oh, he's in here, and this is their thing, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, outside was just flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, they were fighting in the yard. Bang, bang, bang. Boring. No plot. That's why the... Yeah. That's why when you watch Western movies, it's not just in the desert. They're in the town, because they can be up on the buildings, like, boom, 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 shoot them down, or bring. Because flat's boring.
They make stuff out of cardboard boxes.
This is true. I miss that. I miss being young. I want to make something
it's
out of...
It's called nostalgia.
Yeah. I want to make something out of a cardboard box. I don't have any cardboard boxes. I don't know what I'd make.
I got Loot Crate boxes.
Yeah.
I just got another one today.
You got... Wait, Loot Crate came today?
Yeah, I was, like, confused at first. So I got it, and I was like, this is really small. This is really small and really light. I'm like, what the heck? And then it was just a t-shirt.
What?
It was just a t-shirt.
That's it?
Yeah.
Was it a normal...
It was a Loot Crate t-shirt. Because I'm a Prime member or something, so I got a Loot Crate shirt.
Oh, so it wasn't, like, an actual
it wasn't,
Loot Crate.
Yeah, the Loot Crate didn't get shipped yet. And, like, after I got it, I'm like... Yeah, it didn't ship. But I was like, this is a really light one this month. And it's small. And then I realized that that wasn't my Loot Crate. It was just because I renewed my subscription and they gave me a free shirt.
That's one of those things that's happening a lot now. It's like, oh, look, these crates and boxes. But the arcade block I'm still interested in because I just looked at someone's blog and they showed what came up last month. And they had a coffee mug. Speaking of coffee mugs, it was a coffee mug, but it was a Starbucks logo. Mm-hmm. But it's a Star Fox coffee. And it was like Fox's face. I'm like, nice. It was fucking cool looking. And they had like a little those Sonic mini mystery things,
mm-hmm,
that we got in Montana. They had one of those and a Mario plush and all this other shit. The T-shirt was, I don't remember what the T-shirt was. Oh,
do they have themes or are they just?
I don't know.
Just random.
Oh shit! No, sorry. Well, Jason's gonna take care of the pizza. You got the money?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's this episode of the We Deliver podcast. So,
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, he's talking to the pizza person. Talking to the pizza person, we're gonna eat pizza now. Okay. Bye.